You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
ZipRecruiter is a proud sponsor of Without Warning podcast. Use code word WOW and search for jobs anytime, anywhere.
The Lauren Agee case was hastily closed by authorities, but many questions remain. Come behind the curtain with private investigator Sheila Waisaki as she uncovers the truth about what happened to Lauren. This is Without Warning. Warning. The following episode contains details about sexual violence and elements that are graphic in nature.
At the beginning of 2017, I had the chance to share Lauren's story on 2020. I do media on this case with the hopes of getting new information and tips. Every tip matters. But this one particular tip that came in after the 2020 episode aired would change the course of my investigation and the truth about that weekend. Listen in as the houseboat owners who you originally heard in Chris Stout's episode shared what they witnessed that weekend. They were shocked that the media only mentioned two guys on the cliff and never mentioned a third guy who was with them the whole weekend.
So our, like when we were watching it, my mom called me on Friday and said, you know, this is Steven on 2020. You need to watch it. So when we were watching it, our biggest concern was there was only two guys on that video, but there was actually three guys.
So tell me what you guys know.
Okay, so my parents own the boat that's the second to the last boat that is in front of the cliff that they were staying on.
Okay.
The back of our boat looks onto like where the hammock was, because I saw the hammock.
Okay.
I think we had a picture of the hammock, like the back part.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I deleted it not knowing. So we didn't know that there was an investigation, because we just thought it was ruled as a accident.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were told.
Right. The police have ruled it as an accident. Yes, that is correct.
So we were never talked to. We were there from Friday until late Sunday, probably 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And no one ever came up to us. No one asked us if we knew anything. They never contacted our parents or our neighbors who are good friends of ours.
Okay.
Just to ask, like, did you see anything like that? We were never contacted.
Okay. And so did you guys go to Fish Lips and hang out there as well? Okay.
We actually hung out with them.
Oh, okay.
For the whole weekend.
She is referring to hanging out with Lauren, Hannah, Aaron, and Chris. I find this interesting as Hannah, Chris, or Aaron never really mentioned them in their statements.
There was the two guys that I remembered distinctly because they were on there. I was like, oh, they look familiar. And then we talked, there was another guy that we knew he had a strange name. But I kept on saying like Brock or this and that. So I went on the Hannah girl's Facebook today and went through her friends.
Uh-huh.
And found a guy named Rick.
Okay.
And I sent it to my fiance and said, this is the guy, isn't it? And he was like, yes, that's him.
So on Sunday, you guys pack up and leave. You didn't see the TWRA or anything like that?
I don't remember seeing anything.
Okay.
No one came to us. There wasn't a big spectacle. We didn't find out until we got home and saw the news 2 days later, which was insane because we were right there.
Right. So Bricks was, this is the first time I've heard that Bricks was with them.
Yeah, see, that was our concern. He was, he was there. I mean, the whole weekend with us.
I mean, he gave us moonshine for helping, like for letting them, you know, use our bathroom and
feeding the dog, and
feeding the dog,
water,
letting us tie up behind them. Like he gave us a jar of moonshine.
Yeah, it was a friendly guy. I mean, he really was. He was just a really friendly guy.
When they came forward, we had no idea that Bricks even existed, let alone that he was there camping with them on the cliff that weekend. He was never questioned, he never filled out a police report, and none of the campers mentioned him then and still have not to this day. However, from what I know now, when TWRA showed up and Chris, Aaron, and Hannah were being questioned, Bricks was allegedly hiding out in Fish Lips. What I also know now is that Bricks was the mystery man in the background at Aaron and Hannah's home in Florida when I showed up to interview her. He was the one that kept interrupting the interview and moving my recording around.
Okay, and when you said you hung out with them all weekend, what, tell, kind of walk me through that.
Okay, so we went down Friday night. We met them. They canoed over from where they were camping.
Okay, when you say
them, because they saw.
Wait, when you say them, can you tell me who them was?
Well, it first started off with the three guys: the Bricks guy, the Aaron guy, and the Matt guy. I don't know. I'm calling Matt, but his name is Chris.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the dog. There was a dog.
Okay.
And so they were on Saturday. They were on that Saturday. They were meeting, or a girl was coming down, which is the Lauren girl.
Uh huh.
She wasn't there Friday night, so she was coming up on Saturday. And they had a friend. Like, if you have, you've never been to White Cliffs, but there, I don't know if you have not.
I have.
There's a lot of craziness at our boat dock. Like people come and park illegally. Like it's just a big thing. So. My family has a boat dock right in front of us that we should put our runabout at.
Mm-hmm.
And our runabout was in storage, so I offered to let them and their friend, like their friend that was coming down with the boat, tie up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, I have a picture from Friday night where there was no boat to Saturday morning, because I got up at, like, 7:30, and I have a picture of drinking coffee, like, looking out in front of the boat.
Uh-huh.
And there's a wakeboard boat in front of me.
Okay.
And it was their, whoever they were, you know, going out on the boat with that weekend, the big boat, that's who they were going.
And did you see Hannah, Aaron, Chris, and Lauren, I'm sorry, Hannah, Chris, and Aaron on Sunday?
We did. We saw the guy that wasn't mentioned. Hannah and the Aaron and Matt guy, the dog was on that time? No, not the blonde girl, the other guy, the other people. We saw everybody but the Lauren girl on Sunday, and I remember asking where she was. Like, I just asked. I was like, you know, where's your friend at? Because the night before, like, so we went, like, we didn't go out on, like, the boat to Lake Fest with them. I'd gotten sick. They invited us, but I'd gotten sick because of all the boats, like, going, like, I just got seasick, basically.
Right.
And the way they, I mean, my whole Saturday was just, like, ruined because I was just sick.
Oh, that's a shame.
And, yeah. Well, so we got up Saturday night and ended up going to Fish Lips. You know, we saw them. We actually allowed them to pull the canoe that they were going back and forth behind our boat.
Okay.
And we have a hydraulic lift, so we allowed them to come behind us and tie up there to get out of the boat, to get onto the actual dock because it was easier.
Okay.
And then there, the people who had the speedboat or the wake boat, you know, the wake whatever boat, was tied directly in front of us.
Okay.
She just mentioned that there were two boats tied up to their houseboat, the canoe on the back of their houseboat and a wakeboarding boat on the front of their boat. This will be important to remember because neither boats were taken in as evidence. We will discuss this more on an upcoming episode.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And I don't remember seeing this. Do you remember seeing? I think I saw them briefly, but they didn't hang out with us. The people who own the big boat, the wait for boat.
Yeah.
No, they didn't come in like those flights that weren't there. Yeah. So
on Sunday, when you asked, where was your friend? Who did you ask?
I asked the girl, the Hannah girl.
Okay, and what did she say?
I said, where, you know, where's your girl? Like, where's the other girl? And she was like, oh, well, we don't know. We think that she went back up to the bar and met somebody, and is on one of the boats or a glimpse. And we didn't think too much of it. Like, okay, well, I mean, it happens a lot. Like, you know, girls get drunk and end up with one of the guys on the boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think too much of it. Well, we never saw her again. So when they came back from Wayfest, I'm pretty sure I asked again, like, did she never come? Like, you never find her? And she was like, oh, no, we haven't heard from her. I'm like, okay. Once again, I didn't think too much of it because, I mean, everyone was very intoxicated and there was a lot going on.
Now, did she?
And I didn't know them. I never knew them that weekend. I never spoke to him after that weekend.
So did Hannah seem upset or worried or anything?
No. It didn't seem like she was worried at all. None of them did.
Okay.
At all. Like, it wasn't, they weren't concerned. They never came to us and said, hey, did you see her last night? Like, that would have, to me personally, if it was me and I was with a friend and she was disappeared, the first thing I would have done is went to the people that you were with last and said, hey, have you seen that?
Right.
Because they left our boat on Saturday and went over to the camping ground at 2 o'clock in the morning.
At 2? Okay. And
it was at least 2. It's not later.
Okay.
So but with that being said, so we had met them earlier and when we met them back at the, you know, Fishwood, later on through the night when they had come back, you know, they were going to get back to the canoe to go back over to their campsite. Like, I asked, you know, do you guys want to come up and sit? So they came up and sat and hung out in front of the boat. All five of them.
Okay, so all five. You had Chris, Bricks, Aaron, Lauren, and Hannah. Okay.
And Hannah was with her boyfriend. Like, I think she was sitting in his lap most of the time. And then Lauren was sitting, like, by herself, and the guy who was asleep, but he was completely out of it.
Now remember, Chris passed out on the front of their houseboat on Saturday night while waiting for Aaron, Hannah, and Lauren to leave Fish Lips.
And what about Bricks? Yeah.
I mean, he was up, like, they were flirty. You wouldn't know that they didn't know each other, but you would have thought they would have known each other. But, I mean, real nice, really respectful to us, we would never thought of anything, like, apologize for the guy who was, you know, passed out on the front of the boat, just like, you know, we're so sorry. I was like, no, it's no big deal, like, everyone has their day, not, you know, and they stayed there for about 30, 40, maybe an hour. I mean, we were there for a while, and then I want to say they took two trips because they had that one canoe back over to the campground. Because the guys had to come back and carry the Chris guy back to the canoe to go over to the camping ground.
Okay. But the canoe, what kind of canoe? Do you know what kind of canoe it was?
It didn't have seats. Like, okay. Now, if it had seats, I don't remember if it had seats, but It was deep. It was it wasn't like the kind of the wide canoes they have now.
Uh huh.
Tiny for 5 feet.
Yeah, it, I mean, it was a pretty small canoe.
Okay. And how was Lauren acting?
I mean, I don't. Neither one of the girls was. Neither. I don't think any of them were crazy. I mean, they were intoxicated, but so was I. I mean, my fiance will say that they were pretty good and you know, well lit, but they weren't falling over the place. They weren't, they were still speaking, still walking. It wasn't like they were inebriated. They were intoxicated, but they weren't to the point where they were having to be carried.
And did she seem nervous or just mellow? What kind of mood?
Yeah.
Mellow, yes. I mean, because honestly what happened was, you know, Saturday we met those. They came back and they hung out more. And when we got to know them more. And then when she showed up, they hung out even more. Then their friends showed up with the boat and they went out. We were just like that middle area to where, you know, they were at the bar or they were kind of going back to their campgrounds because, you know, what was so friendly about it was a dog. And
oh, yeah.
We have a dog. And the dog was padding, so it needed water. So that was the first, you know, real contact we'd had with them. And then after that, you know, being Tennessee people who we are, we're friendly to each other. Invited them, and then we hung out for the day, you know, and they did their thing, and we did our thing. But it was fine. I mean, and the only concern I think we have together was watching that 2020 or whatever it was, just not seeing the other guy. I think wanting to shine a light on that, and it's been beating up her conscience, not being able to talk to anyone. And you know, I mean, we offered her to stay. We offered for all of them to stay. There was plenty of room. There was beds. There was couches. They didn't have to go up there and sleep outside, but it was something they wanted to do. So
right,
we could stop them, but I mean, we're giving them a place where they had AC and a bed. But they chose to be up there.
So, take me through Sunday. Like, what time you saw Hannah, where you saw her, or the other people. Take me through that day.
You know, it was probably, because you got to think, they're outside camping. So, whenever it really got warm is probably when they came back to the dock and, you know, sat outside with us and went and got food and stuff like that. Just you know, waking up and moving around and stuff. And you know, we cordially asked them, you know, where she was, and it was just, oh, you know, she probably went back with someone. Because from my understanding, they, you know, they went up there at the end of the night, and I believe they came back when we were asleep, when we locked up the houseboat, and went back to the bar for a little bit. From my understanding, the brief little conversations we had with them Sunday, and you got to think, we really didn't know these people. We were just being nice to them. So, and then, you know, showing concern because we've seen them with X amount of people and then Sunday not showing up with that one. We were concerned. It was just, you know, just trying to be nice. But it was, I wouldn't say it was a weird Sunday, but it was just, I wouldn't say strange either, but it was different. You know, the vibe was different. Not necessarily from them, but from us, because, you know, we're all probably hungover and trying to recover, but it was a different situation, so.
Okay, so when you say, so they came over and had breakfast with you?
No. They came over to go eat at the bar.
And there's restrooms where they can, you know, flush the toilet.
Right.
So forth, so, I mean, and there's a...
But we saw them when they came over on the canoe, because they were parking behind our boat.
And there's a market in the middle of that place where you can buy, you know, chips and drinks and stuff like that. So,
right. When you say they came over, who was they?
Everybody but Lauren.
Yeah, and it was probably two trips, but they were all together in the morning.
All four.
Yeah.
So all four. All four. Okay.
Yeah.
So all four...
That was my very first question when they came up. You know, I was like, good morning. How are you guys this morning? Did you sleep well? I was like, oh, where's your friend? Or where's the other girl? And I said, oh, we think that she met somebody at the bar last night.
That's I mean, we just... Getting, yeah,
Okay, good to know.
And our interaction with them was more or less in the morning because, you know, they went out on the boat and, you know, we stayed back at the houseboat and cleaned up and was getting ready, you know, to leave that, you know, later on that day. So when they came back, I think I remember them maybe going to the back to Fish Lips and either getting a bite to eat or another drink. And then I think they kind of hung out with us for a little bit and then went back to the campground. And I think that's really... We didn't see him much after that on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of our interaction Sunday was early on in the morning, and you know when before they left to go watch the competition again on the wakeboard.
And I think we would have been the last. If she did not go back to the bar, we would have been the last people they would have seen that night.
And if she was concerned, we would have been more concerned.
Okay.
Honestly, if that.
How did y'all find out about the about her being found?
I think it was about 2 days later, and it was on the news.
Center Hill, just the location.
Okay.
And just turned into, it was like one of those, oh my God, it's that girl. But nothing was ever said, like just that it was being investigated more than just an accident.
Okay.
Where she was sleeping, because I remember you kind of talking to her about sleeping on the edge of a cliff. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And she was just like, no, it's okay. Like, it was nothing. Like,
what they wanted to do, yeah.
They were just trying to take a risk. And so when I heard that, she's possibly fallen out of the hammock or whatever happened as an accident, I was like, oh my gosh, like, if she just would have, you know, played her ass down for a little while in our boat, she might not have done that. So, they were with us. And that's the hardest part, even thinking about it, because they were sitting with us for however long before that incident happened.
So, on Sunday, you guys pack up and leave. You didn't see the TWRA or anything like that?
I don't remember seeing anything.
Okay.
No one came to us. There wasn't a big spectacle. It wasn't, we didn't find out until we got home and saw the news 2 days later, which was insane because we were right there.
Right. So, okay. Have you had any contact with Hannah or Aaron or anybody since then? No? Okay.
Not since that day. Just like the way that everything played out that weekend with those people, I would have never honestly put them into hurting anybody. Or them being, malicious or any type of foul play as a first degree. Like, I would never thought they would have had any intent to do anything. They were extremely nice, very polite. They hung out with us like it was nothing. And the next day, they asked that it was nothing again. Like, there was no concern, there was no fright, there was no, oh my God, like, are we going to get caught? Like, it was a very cool, plain thing. And the only thing I can possibly, fathom in my mind that something happened, one of them knew about it and didn't tell the group. Or somebody, lied and said, oh, I saw her go back to the bar, something.
Right.
Like, it just didn't seem to me like the group of them was malicious.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
After talking with the houseboat people, it blew my mind that brakes had never been mentioned. I sat down with the houseboat couple a second time just to reconfirm parts of their story, and what he said pretty much sums it all up.
How does one guy get hidden between all of that? It's remarkable to me.
But who is he to them?
Right.
Who is he to them? Stay tuned as we continue to unravel the mystery behind Brix Gambrell and his relationship to this case.
Lauren's family gives their full permission for any and all details to be shared in hope that the truth will come out. If you know anything at all, call 1-888-599-0008 or email tips@SheilaWysocki.com. Without warning, we return on November 1st. Don't miss it.
I asked him straight up what happened, and his version that he told me, I have not heard on one video that I've watched yet, and I've watched almost all of them on YouTube. He basically was like, I understand why her mom is doing this, but she's like ruining my life, and I didn't do anything wrong. He was like, yes, her daughter was drunk and died, but he was like, I didn't do anything.
Without Warning, host, executive director, and executive producer, Sheila Wysocki. Producers, Katie Zitzman and Aaron Parker. Editors, Katie Zitzman and Aaron Parker. Mixing and mastering by Resonate Recordings. Narrator, Tim Evans. Thank you for listening to Without Warning. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave us a quick review to help others discover it too. If you or someone you know something about this case or the people involved, you can submit tips by emailing tips@SheilaWysocki.com.